This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh, man. Kanye West. Bro. He just still going on a Twitter rant against Drake. And it is the most awkward thing I've ever seen. My favorite headline from yesterday, by the way, is Kanye West goes on Twitter tirade on Taylor Swift's birthday. I don't know why that was relevant, but it just had me dying that was like she made the headline having nothing to do with her because of their feuds.
Coincidence?
Yeah. But anyway, so basically, this is super confusing, but you know, Drake accused Kanye of outing him for having the love child. Remember, he had the secret kid nobody knew about. So he was convinced that Pusha T, you know, and Kanye had teamed up, and Kanye had told Pusha T about it, and then Pusha T did a song about Drake's love child. I mean, the list of stupid, immature crap here is like goes on and on. Okay,
yeah, seriously.
So anyway, they're feuding. They're going to get into it. We all know the song we just played, which a lot of people say is reference to Kim Kardashian when Drake was hitting it when he says Kiki, which we know does not like. Come on, so what's Snoop got to lie about?
Exactly. Yeah.
Snoop's got nothing to lie about. No. That's why you know it's about Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, what happened was Drake, I guess, did a song, and then his people contacted Kanye's people to get it approved, because it must have said something about somebody.
Yeah.
And then they didn't approve it, okay? And then Kanye goes on this Twitter rant where he's like, Drake called me threatening me. That was just one line. And then it's like, you threaten the safety of me and my family. That's another tweet. Here's another one. Leave me and my family alone, bro. And Drake's saying nothing, by the way, on social media when Kanye's going off about this. He had gone off earlier saying, you're disrespectful to all people with mental health conditions, so this is an opportunity for growth. Saying that Drake was mean to him, and he has mental health issues. I'm like, oh, that's what you're calling out? That's your defense now, Kanye? You have been awful. You have said awful things to the world. You have said things that are completely not true to the world. You are mentally ill.
Yes,
so
no
get
doubt.
The hell off Twitter, and don't go on Twitter looking like you're mentally ill and then go, but I'm mentally ill. Like, you're saying that all these people around you are helping you and you make your own choices, but you don't. Like, pick a side.
Look, I'm all
is
about
you or not?
I'm all about mental health and
he's
getting
using it as a cop out.
Positive
though.
Mental health, but when you know that you're mentally ill and you go and you be an a-hole and you're doing it on purpose and you're using your mental health as an excuse,
agree.
You're an even bigger a-hole.
Agree.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Well, this isn't all.
You're making it worse for people that seriously have problems
because you're clearly not getting help because you're on a Twitter tirade.
Yeah,
because you're losing it. So you obviously aren't that. You know,
I'm going to take his phone away.
Well, then they should. Then Kanye said there would never be a Drake without a Kanye West. So never come out your mouth with a threat. He also says that if anything ever happens to him, look at Drake.
Yep.
That was one of the things. If he ever gets hurt or killed, look at Drake. Drake will be the first suspect. I mean, it just went on and on and on. Kim got on there and was like, my husband is the most brilliant person, the most genius person that I know. He has broken so many boundaries. Everything from music, stage design, fashion, and culture will continue to change the world. And then she put, at Drake. This is all 1 a.m. this morning. At Drake, never threatened my husband or our family. He paved the way for there to be a Drake. Get over yourself!
Seriously!
He's not even responding! What? Except for one thing.
What did he say?
Drake, after Kanye started going off on Drake on Twitter, Kanye's going off on Drake on Twitter. Drake gets on his Instagram, posts one thing on his story. Nothing but like 6 laughing emojis across the screen.
Hey.
And that was it.
That's it. That's
it
all
was
you
literally
need to say.
Mic drop. Like, I'm literally laughing at you while you're going off on me. I don't care. Could you say I don't care any louder?
Right?
Could you say I don't care any louder? And then Kim and Kanye are getting mad at you. See her at 1 a.m. this morning.
Yeah.
Tweeting out more. Drop it.
Come on, man.
He's not interested.
No.
They are this is like what they did with Taylor Swift. They're constantly trying to fight with people for attention.
Poke.
And then when the person who's more successful than them at the time isn't interested because Drake's more successful than Kanye right now. I don't care what he says.
No doubt.
That's it.
Drake just sent another tweet. It said,
oh my God, who the hell
care.
Literally. That's applicable here.
Literally.
100%.
Yay. I was relevant with my little slogan.
For once.
Yes.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Might be 43 for a high today. Did you hear about that? That's nice.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. If you aren't up and awake, here's our friend Kevin to wake you up.
Good morning. Wake up. Rise and shine. Up and at 'em. Let's go. Up, up, up.
See,
there
Kevin.
We go.
He calls us every morning. We love him.
Every morning.
Kevin. We're going to make him be the wake-up call for our new interns.
Yes.
Seriously.
We have a new intern that said, I'm worried about waking up so early. We said, well, Kevin will call you every morning and say this.
Good morning. Wake up. Rise and shine. Up and at him.
Nicest guy
Let's
ever.
Go. Up, up, up.
And I'll even have friendly conversations with you afterwards to get you going. We love
good
Kevin.
Stuff. Love that guy.
Do you guys have good news to start the day?
I have two pieces. I'm not going to lie.
I know it's a Friday, so please go ahead.
I lost how much this week? It was my weigh-in yesterday. What did I lose last week?
Oh,
4 pounds?
Four, two and a half, something. Three.
I can't even remember. That's the worst. I go in there and I go, how much do I weigh again?
How much
did I weigh last week? Because I can't keep up.
Subtract, divide by pi.
I lost when I went to medical weight loss and wellness yesterday in Oak Creek.
Yeah.
4.5 more pounds.
Holy crap! Damn.
That is a grand total, everyone, of 92.5 pounds.
Not bad.
And I, honest to God, wanted to get to, you know what we were laughing about yesterday? She goes, what was your goal for Christmas? I go, 75 pounds.
No way.
I swear to God.
Took a dump on that.
Swear
didn't
to
you?
God. I go, well, hell, I might hit 100 at this rate.
For real, for real.
By Christmas, I was literally 75. I thought it out. I'm like, I'll get to 75 maybe. 92 and a half, and keto is crazy.
When you get to 100 pounds, we have to have a carb party, please.
No!
Come on!
What?
One that's plate like, of pasta!
No, stop. That's like an alcoholic getting to a year and then having
just
an
a
alcohol
drink.
Party.
No, it's not. It's nothing like
drink.
That at all.
Briggs.
It's nothing like
it's
that.
I'm a carbaholic. I'm a foodaholic.
You're not going to fall off a
and
wagon.
This is an emotional thing.
You can have one vanilla Long John, you'll be fine. You're not going to die. One.
You don't tell me. You're making me hungry right
stop,
now.
Briggs,
but
please
that
stop.
Was my other part. That was my other part of my good news is I'm going on vacation for 2 weeks. Bye, bitches.
Dude, wait. So there's a.
I'm literally out.
There's a very big chance that you're going to break the 100-pound barrier.
I don't know. I told them. I said, look, I'm going to be on vacay for the next couple weeks because of the holidays. I said, this is a test because I'm not going to be in my routine.
Yeah,
like
true.
I do Saturday and Sundays, but to go 2 weeks without my structure and try to stay on, I don't see it being a problem, but you never know. I'm just being prepared.
Amen.
And they were like, just see, it'll be fine. I'm like, I know, but I know that it's going to be a wacky 2 weeks.
It'll be a good test of your strength.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you get over 100, have a vanilla Long John.
But see,
Happy
I don't
New
think
Year.
The weight loss, oh my God.
Just have one, just one.
I don't think the weight loss is what makes you so strong. I think it's the maintaining that makes you strong.
Absolutely.
I think that's the hard part, quite frankly. And that's what I'm scared of. So anyway, what's your good news?
You got this.
My good news is that we finally wrapped all of our gifts for our kid, for our holiday helpers. Two kids, little Edie and Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. And today was the deadline to bring all the toys in. So
nice.
I didn't think we were going to make the deadline because I kept procrastinating the wrapping.
I was going to say, I've never seen you bring in things so late.
Right? I know, but I waited till the last minute. We got it in.
Yes.
Thank God it's done. And they look amazing. My wife started the wrap, and I said, stop right now, because she's terrible at it.
Let me handle this, honey.
I would have let her because that kid's going to rip it off and not care.
Right. She kept looking at me wrapping, and she goes, the kids are going to be so sad to open my gifts. Yours look so much nicer. And I was like, they
you
don't care.
They don't know kids at all.
I go, they're kids. They don't care.
You can give them a toy in a garbage bag with a bow on it, and they'd be like, oh, my God, a toy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Literally, I swear to God.
Yeah. Gibbons, what's your good news?
My good news, it's damn near t-shirt weather outside.
It is.
It's
going
to be out.
Like the mid-40s this weekend. I took my dogs for a walk this morning, and when I got home, I was almost sweating from wearing my big jacket.
See?
It's really nice out.
Yeah. Hell
really,
yeah.
I agree that it felt good today. Mm-hmm.
Like 43 for a high today. It's nice. And that's great news.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Do you guys remember the Green Bay Packer fan that sued the Bears?
Yeah?
Because vaguely, remind me.
Bears are playing this weekend, so that's why this is back in the news.
Oh, because you know what? I do remember now, because this is the guy who has season tickets for Packers and Bears. He goes to only one Bears game, he said, a year, which is the Packers-Bears game, and he must sell all the other tickets
and
to the Bears.
Part of the season ticket thing, he got to go like down on the field for it, and that's what
Bears.
He really liked.
Yes. The Bears offer for their season ticket holders the chance to go down on the side of the field before the game, which is cool. But he wants to wear his Packers stuff for that. And the Bears are saying, you can't do that because this is for Bears fans. You can't wear your Packers gear.
That sounds really crappy.
During this Chicago Bears pregame thing because it's for Chicago Bears fans. Now, he said, nah, you're infringing on my rights. Yeah. I can wear what I want. He sued them, and that was basically upheld. And they said, no, you can't wear it. Sorry about you. You can't wear your Packers gear.
So he lost.
This weekend. He lost.
Because what? They're their own business and they can tell people what to wear or what?
Guess,
I don't get it.
I don't understand it at all.
Like, if somebody comes in with a competing radio station and wants to walk around our building all proud, we might be like, well, this is awkward.
Right, yeah, but
I don't think we'd kick you out.
No.
But the Bears, what do they care? I think the Bears are mad at the guy because he doesn't go to any games and he has season tickets. I hate the Bears, okay? I'm not saying for the Bears. I'm just playing devil's advocate. The guy literally has season tickets and he sells all of his tickets. So I get why they're like, screw this guy. What do we care if we piss this guy off? Because we get mad when Cubs fans do that at Miller Park. But when they buy season tickets and they sell them all, we get pissed too.
He pays for the tickets. What the hell does it matter what he does with the tickets?
Exactly. I would agree, but
he pays for them.
What do they care is my point about this guy. He's not a Bears fan. He doesn't go to their games even though he has tickets. He rips off fans by selling them more. So they're not gonna care about this guy.
Well, would it be the same way if somebody wore Bears gear on the Packers sidelines at Lambeau Field?
Would
people be pissed at that?
I think we would let them do that because we know the Bears still suck.
It's
and
true.
We know that we're going to beat the Bears on Sunday because the Bears still suck. Go Pack, go.
Right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, this is wild, but it kind of does. It surprises me, and it doesn't, what Taylor Swift does at her concerts that nobody knows about. But technology makes it okay. Do you know that she uses facial recognition to scan the audience for stalkers?
What?
She's had a lot of stalker problems, which we know.
Yeah.
We also forget, like, the FBI and people get involved a lot when people are celebrities. We don't know a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, totally.
But with technology, you can use facial recognition. Again, you'd think this sounds like an outer space thing, but I guess it's not, because she literally had a photo booth at her show in Nashville, and everyone that took a picture at this photo booth had a facial recognition camera.
Oh.
So that they could put it in her database to find known stalkers.
Whoa.
And they would take them, send them to a command post in Nashville where they were cross-referenced with the database of her stalkers. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, holy that is weird.
It's literally like the bodyguard. Like, you think it's not for real, but it is with Whitney and Kevin Costner.
So it was people that actually voluntarily went into a photo booth.
Yeah, you just went
it.
In, they took your picture, and anyone who went in that photo booth, that picture would have gotten transferred to a post somewhere else where they would have scanned them to see if any of her stalkers had gone in and taken a picture. So they're trying to locate, make sure she's safe with facial recognition by just scanning whoever they can from the photo booth.
My thing is, what happens if they do match a stalker now? Do they go to that stalker and take them out and escort them out from the concert?
How long are your pictures kept? Do they just keep them forever?
What are they going to do with that information?
These are things people want to know, but this is a big thing now at stadiums and arenas. People don't know about.
It needs to be.
And security, they said, is not the only goal when they do it, because they said Ticketmaster invested in Blink Identity, which is a new company that claims its sensors can identify people walking past at full speed in about half a second. So that's their way of trying to, know how many people. So they think the technology is going to help fans go through the turnstiles more efficiently. So there's all kinds of things they're doing that they're watching, counting, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't freak me out. Because I don't do anything wrong. I think it's the people that are doing naughty things that are scared of technology, let's be real. Yeah, I'm like, watch me all day. What the hell do I care?
If you're going to scan my face at a concert
away.
To prevent a massive attack, by any reason, I don't care. I got
nothing
to hide.
True. Look what happened with with Ariana Grande.
Exactly.
So that could easily happen at a Taylor Swift concert. So smart.
Even
so
saying that gave me goosebumps.
This is probably just one of the many things they do to now since the mass, you know, since that mass bombing to keep it safe.
On the other side of the coin, you have the horrible invasion of privacy, though. You don't know where your pictures are going.
Agree.
Is it weird
I didn't consent to you to take my picture and send it somewhere and in some database.
Actually,
I'm not
a
stalker.
I guarantee you did when you bought a ticket.
You did, exactly.
I bet you did.
They have all the, I'm sure, you release all sorts of liability when you buy a concert ticket.
Yeah.
You ever read the fine print when you buy one?
Oh, God.
Yeah, and I don't care. I'm still going to keep buying them.
By
nothing
all means.
Freaks me out about my privacy. Fine, whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
Ahead.
Unless you literally put a camera in my bedroom that I don't know about, I don't give a damn.
Okay? Even then, you're not going to get much.
Listen.
That's actually true.
Do whatever you want to search me. Just forget about the thing that's in my quote-unquote cigarette pack in my pocket when I go into the concert, okay? Just let me keep that.
What's in your cigarette pack?
Yeah, what's in your cigarette pack?
Oh, just Newports. Just Newports.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. Where are you getting ripped off at?
Nowhere. That's where. Nobody's ripping me off. Thanks to technology.
Good.
Because I don't know if I've ever seen a markup like this one before. I've seen a lot of markups in my time. Okay, you know how businesses send you coupons, like, all the time in email, like, annoyingly.
Yes.
Unless you really like the business, otherwise you're like, hey, Kohl's, I get it.
Yeah.
You got a coupon today, stop emailing me.
Uh-huh.
Every day, I get an email from, like, 25 stores, and they usually go right to my spam or deleted.
Yep.
But then I saw this one.
Oh.
60% off one full price item. I thought, 60% off one full price. That's a deal if you get the right thing.
Damn right.
Yeah.
So, I go over to Michael's. Yes, I did. The craft store. And I'm like, here we go, Michael's. Here we go, baby. I love you. Which I do love some Michael's in my life. And I'm like, let me scan the store. Look for an expensive item and see if there's anything I could get for the holidays or that I need. Because they have cameras. I mean, they have like things you could literally get a good deal on.
Absolutely.
Was there any fine print on it at all that you didn't read?
No, it was literally 60 off one full price item. But when you go in there, a lot of stuff is like marked down. So that wouldn't be a full price item.
Yeah,
okay.
It's trick stores do. Well, I finally found this Hot Wheels, like, gigantic track. And I thought, oh, this will be perfect. It's $50.
Uh-huh.
It's full price. Do the math when you take, it's like 20, maybe 20, or
20
low
bucks.
20s. Yeah. And I'm like, this is a steal.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
Oh, hell no. I got on Google because I'm like, nobody's going to play Allie. And I Googled the price of the same Hot Wheels toy.
Yeah.
And guess how much it was at Walmart, Amazon, and Target?
$15?
Less than 20.
No freaking way.
It was $50. And it's like they had literally marked everything up. So I, of course, threw it back on the shelf, left in anger.
Oh, man.
That wasn't a deal.
No, but I totally thought you were.
There was nothing about the deal.
I saw you walking up to every associate there with your phone in one hand, the item in another, and going, what is this crap? It's a lot cheaper here. What is this crap? It's a lot cheaper here.
Because it was so obvious they had marked everything up for the 60% off coupon. And I was like, you literally are charging $50 for a toy that's 20 on Walmart, Target. And I can't even. You can always text to 71037. I found that super shady.
Absolutely.
So here's my advice. Google prices when you think you're getting a deal that big, where you're like, wow, I'm getting half off. Just Google it to be safe.
Yeah.
When you go into, because all kinds of stores do that crap.
You can make anything sound cheap.
Oh, I would have bought it and I would have been a sucker.
Uh-huh.
I used to work for a lawn care company and we would call and solicit people to buy lawn care treatments.
Yeah.
And they would tell us, the manager told us directly, double the price of the treatment and tell them that's what it costs, and then work them back from that price. So they think that they're getting a deal. And I was like, wait a minute. I go, that just sounds shady. So
it
basically,
if
we can treat your lawn for $25, I would call and say, hey, we can treat your lawn for $50. You'd say, no thanks. And I'd be like, all right, we can do it for $40. No thanks. All right, we can do it for $30. Okay. Still made money.
Dude.
Somebody came in and said, somebody texted in and said, I would have asked for a price match. But here's the thing. Why would I even buy that there after I know how badly you're trying to rip me off and trick me? Because what about the person that doesn't have the coupon who's stupid?
Yeah, the person that doesn't pay full price.
Are they going to buy the $50 that they don't think is $19 on Amazon? I mean, that's insane. You're like, do you just think I'm stupid?
The internet's going to
ruin. Technology's going to kill you with crap like that. So knock it off, Michaels, because I love you. But you got to stop trying to to trick me with coupons,
that's
man.
That's jacked up.
I thought it was shady.
I think it's shady, too. Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting what you said they did when you worked at that lawn place, Riggs.
Well, that's just a lawn care place.
Well, that's like anything, yes. Any negotiation. They say if you're going to renegotiate like your thing at work, you want more money,
yeah.
Go way high. Don't ever go in there with what you truly want.
Right.
Ever, no. Because they're going to come down from that. Don't ever go with your first number.
Mm-hmm. Forever negotiating, high. Let them say the price
they're
first.
They're never going to be like, oh, that's your first number? Okay, we'll take it. Never.
Right?
No,
not
never.
Now, not ever.
And
no,
if
no,
they
no.
do, then run with it. Be like, okay, cool. All right.
And I'm out.
Thing, right? Cool.
Exactly.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Two kids involved in a jacking of a purse. Like two, it was. Here's what happened in Menominee Falls.
Oh,
right?
I saw this picture. These kids are so little.
Yeah,
so little. It's absurd.
Two kids, probably around 10 years old, part of a trio who followed a woman home.
There were three. Oh, yeah. the woman was with.
There was there was a woman in a car.
Two kids and an adult.
So you'd see like this. It looks like a camera from the garage angle, right? This woman pulls into her driveway. She gets out of her car.
She's got a kid with her, the woman who's driving.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then you see in the background on the street, across the street, a red car pull up, and then two kids get out of that car and run up the driveway and approach this woman and then physically take her purse from her.
No way!
Jack her purse and then leave.
In the middle of the day.
Middle of the day.
What the
broad
hell?
Daylight.
At
and
her house.
Channel 12
two
said
kids.
That they made the decision to air the picture of the kids' faces because they committed a crime, essentially.
Yeah,
you have to find the kids and track them down. So.
And you really want to find the woman who's literally sending children out to rob people. I want to find this woman, and I swear if I could have a 2-minute conversation with this woman.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's your punishment. You get to spend three minutes in a
you get the wrath
small
of
room with Allie.
It's hell on earth.
So, there are three suspects. One is a white female, possibly Hispanic, 10 to 13 years of age. The second is a black male, 10 to 13 years of age, 4 feet 11 inches tall. That's so weird to say their height. 4 feet 11 inches tall. And suspect three, the driver of the car, has a Hispanic female, approximately 4 feet 9 inches tall. Another small. You can't tell somebody's height from being in a car.
Yeah, that's impossible.
It's a 2012 Toyota Camry, red with license plate ACA2967. I'm sure you can find it online.
Well, the car was stolen. Hold on, though.
Was it?
I read the car was stolen before the robbery is the other issue.
Dude.
But the car still was what they had.
What
that's what I read.
What is wrong with people? I know that's a loaded question, but what is wrong with people?
Know.
They said they're lucky they picked the house they did. It could have been a different outcome, you know, when somebody had that camera. I want to get a camera at my house now because of all the crap that's happening.
Really?
Then he's making you want to. Somebody said on text, is she Shredder from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? What does that mean? What does Shredder do?
Shredder was the guy who created the Ninja Turtles and was their mentor. But
they're saying
Shredder
she's
was
like,
not,
they're
Shredder
saying
didn't
she's a groomer.
No,
you're thinking of Splinter.
Who's Shredder?
Is the villain of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, she's the villain.
Yes.
Right.
The villain.
My apologies to all TMNT fans.
Shredder.
You apologize to the Ninja Turtle fans and the community.
And quite frankly, apologize to my children, because they're going to be horrified.
Hunter, Owen, I am so sorry, okay?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind. And now, missed connections.
From Craigslist.
Hey, girl.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Much better.
Yeah.
Hey. Much better.
Let's go to my place and write some
letters. Better. Not better.
This one I found on Craigslist, per usual. Titled, From a Woman to a Man, Do You Still Think About Me, My Long-Lost Pen Pal?
Hell.
Woman to a man saying that.
Another one. We've had a lot of women to men this week. She says, about 2 years ago, you and I started an online pen pal type friendship that then turned to a regular letter writing friendship. Why? I don't
know.
We had the most amazing connection. We could tell each other anything. We were always there for one another. I'm sure.
Well, you should have their address then. Why are you on missed connections?
You were truly one of my best friends. Somehow over time, we lost touch. You moved away, and now we no longer have contact. I'm hoping the wonderful internet can bring us back together. I still live and work in the Menominee Falls area, but not much has changed, except for my hair. I did shave my head.
Hope it doesn't work for Tiki Torch.
I've missed you. And I would love nothing more than to rekindle what we once had. 'Tis the season for holiday magic. I don't know what to say to that, really. Maybe he does work. Maybe he does work at Tiki Torch.
Uh-huh.
When you said that, all I thought was...
I do like them. I just don't like that the white supremacists use them.
I was going to say that. I just think of him running up and down with a big torch.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, Lord.
This has been a Get in the Year 2018 Misconnection. Come on now.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie.
Go time.
Bring it.
It happens every Friday at Bring this it. Time. Boys and girls, men and women of all ages, it is time for the world famous, for Milwaukee famous,
Dad Joke Friday!
Dad Joke Friday!
Dad Joke Friday!
That's right, they're dad jokes, they're bad jokes. If you laugh, you lose.
Shout out to the girls downtown who put money in our Salvation Army thing, whatever
the kettle,
the hell
our
it's
red
called.
Kettle to kettle. Red kettle.
Yes.
And said, can't wait for Dad Joke Friday tomorrow.
They did.
Oh, yes, they
and
did.
Thanks, girls.
And we clapped back at them, but we had gloves on, so you couldn't hear the clapping.
It's funny because it's true.
What's it sound like when you clap with gloves? This just doesn't sound as good, you know? All right, Allie's won the last 2 weeks, so you can go first. By the way,
oh,
no laughing.
First?
Yes, you're the current reigning champion.
All right.
No laughing at jokes. That includes your own jokes, and that includes after comments. If you laugh at anything else afterwards, no laughing.
Okay.
I'm looking at you in the face right now,
Look,
Gibbons.
If I go out of my nose, that's breathing. That's not a laugh. If I go, that's me breathing.
No,
I'm not.
No, okay. Sorry. Okay. Because you don't just do that randomly out of nowhere.
All right.
Unless you laugh.
I'm just, subdued I'm laughter. Okay. Very close
then,
to laughter.
Then breathe like that every time you take a breath now.
Yes.
Just get I'm, ready for
I'm,
that.
I'm annoying
That'll
myself.
Be on the air, people.
I'm like my grandfather myself. Who breathed through his nose only.
Oh, gosh.
All right. Go ahead, Allie.
I had a vision of my dad on the phone.
Allison. Allison, listen. I need you to go to the bank.
Yeah. Okay. All right, all of us. No more laughing.
Okay.
The right. laughing stops
Thank
now.
Thank you, Holly, for sending this to me. Why is dark spelled with a K and not a C?
Why is dark spelled with a K? A K Don't know.
Because you can't see in the dark. Ba-dum-bum.
Solid. No, solid. A good starter.
All right, let's go.
A good starter.
Well, I'm ramping up.
Okay.
My friend called me the other day. He's on a road trip. And he said, I'm in a town called Gas, Kansas. And I said, Gas? And he goes, yeah, I'm passing it right now.
Only dudes would laugh at that and kids.
Nope, not even. Too early. Too early for me to be giggling at poop jokes, okay? Not yet, Riggs.
That's a
not
fart
yet.
Joke.
Right. Who's that? Get
go
on,
Gibbons, go.
This is from my sponsor, Thomas, who sponsors all of my dad jokes. Hello, Thomas. Yeah, that's right. I have a sponsor. My friends asked me what.
We're
what
laughing I, because we know he sends us jokes too now.
I know. Come on, Thomas. Be loyal. My friend asked me if I could name two different structures that hold water.
Okay.
I said, well, damn. Mm.
No.
Damn.
All right, a guy just bought his wife an artificial leg for Christmas.
Yeah.
It's not her main present, just a stocking filler.
Hmm.
Christmas joke.
I saw a guy at the ATM the other day standing on one leg. I said, hey, are you okay? And he said, I'm fine. I'm just checking my balance.
It's a good one. It's clever.
One leg.
But I've heard it.
All right.
So it's hard for me to laugh.
Yeah, I know.
Fair enough.
You guys, I won the game, right? I was so happy. I decided to throw the ball into the crowd like they do at all the basketball games, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They apparently really frown upon that in bowling, though.
I would think so, yeah, because you would injure somebody.
Yeah, I could hurt somebody.
That's a violent joke, Gibbons.
Damn.
Allie.
Yeah, no. All right. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
This is so me. I was born to be a pessimist. Did you know my blood type is B negative?
That's so accurate that I want to laugh at it, but I'm not going to laugh at it because it's Dad Joke Friday. And
Dad
I
Joke
won't
Friday.
I'm going to stare at you until you laugh.
I'm not looking at I'm purposely
Allie
not looking at you.
Allie opens her eyes really wide and then shifts them left to right.
I know,
and
I know
opens
I,
her mouth
I,
and goes, ah.
Gibbons makes eye contact.
I can't do it.
Laughing.
I can't do it.
Fine.
You guys know what they say about cliffhangers, right?
What?
Oh, you son of a... Oh, that's a good one. Very good. Kind of funny, but not...
Go on, Gibbons. Go ahead.
You know, I named my dog 5 miles. That way I can say every day, I walked 5 miles. Make me feel good about myself. You know, a little exercise.
Stop adding to the joke. It's not making... What?
Oh, damn it.
Oh!
I laughed because I was thinking of Gibbons going to the gym, which never happens.
Shut up. And I was about to say, stop adding to the joke. It doesn't make it funnier. And then you laughed right when
yep.
I was about to say that.
Yep.
You bought right into it, Riggs.
Dad Joke Friday.
Dad Joke Friday.
I don't believe Gibbons got me.
Yeah, it's all right. All right, Gibbons, here we go.
Right, let's do it.
What happens when the fog lifts in Los Angeles?
What happens when the fog lifts in Los Angeles?
UCLA. I I love you so much right now, Riggs.
I hate you
Riggs.
So much.
I love
Damn
you
it.
So much right now.
Damn it, Riggs.
Are you out?
I see
yes.
Can I confess? Can I confess?
Yes.
I was
three
laughing.
3 weeks in a row, baby. Three poo.
It's called a three-peat.
I swear
yeah.
to God, I was laughing for 10 seconds before you guys realized I was laughing. I tried to keep it to myself, but Riggs was turning purple.
I know.
Oh, my God, dude. The best sell
Riggs,
job on
I love
a joke.
That you did that laugh. Do it
You're
again.
Dad Joke Friday. Bad Joke Friday. Congrats on your hat trick, Allie.
It was my three-peat, baby, but I'm gone now for vacation after this for a week or two, so...
Wanted you to leave on a high note.
Enjoy your wins while the crowned woman is gone.
The laugh one more time.
The face!
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You know what made me say hell to the gnaw yesterday?
What?
When I went to the gym and walked in and saw a 60-year-old man using a towel as floss between his legs. And then proceeded to do the casual high lean. You know what that is?
Oh.
Where he puts his leg all the way up and just has a conversation. I'm like, will you put some underwear on before you talk?
Come on. Say something. Come on. Women don't do that at the gym. I just want you to know. Like, in the locker room, we do walk around naked. Well, some do, some don't.
Yeah.
But there is no leg up on a shelf while you floss in between. I mean,
no.
Women, you would never see that in the women's room.
Can
you
I
might
come
see some, you know, cellulite and stuff.
You see that everywhere.
Normal.
Everybody
that's
has
women's
it.
Bodies.
Yeah. I want to go in the women's locker room just for that, just to get away from that. I'm not going in there for to look or oogle. I just don't
want
to
get
know.
Away from the old gross men.
I guess when you get over 50, you're like, oh, I don't care anymore.
Whatever, dude.
I don't care.
Probably.
My ball's my choice.
What? My ball is my choice.
Do you have a hell to the no?
Yeah.
I said that out loud. Sorry.
That's a text.
Safe harbor, Riggs. Yeah, safe harbor.
You can also text. You can text to 71037. Yes.
We didn't win yesterday. We were celebrity bell ringers.
Ah, that's right.
For the Salvation Army.
Right.
And we found out that there were cheaters competing from TMJ. Yeah, I'm talking to you, TMJ4.
Yeah.
Listen to what they did at TMJ4. This is such cheating.
And this comes from a close source, Lance Allen, who works there.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, the literal Salvation Army people told us
They told
this.
Us, too. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
Listen to this.
Yeah. Go ahead.
They didn't. You won if you got the most money in your kettle when you were out there bell ringing.
During
obviously.
Your hour while you're out there.
During
or your
hour.
Online. Or your online donation.
During
yeah.
your hour or online donation. Yeah. What did they do at TMJ4? Those ladies, those reporters, whoever yeah. the hell was out there, I don't even know, yeah. went and took up a bunch of money at work.
What?
And before they even got there and dumped like $100 in their kettle before they even started. I
Come
think, you
on,
damn
man.
Cheaters. You cheaters.
Come on, no, man.
How are we supposed to win?
Now we know what we can do next year. We know that that's allowed.
Yes,
if
I'm
can
also
take...
going to go to TMJ and do a collection in their office.
Let's
You're
go to their
right.
office. Those girls do. You damn straight.
Fair
Come
enough.
On, man.
Hey, 799-1037, or you can text us to 71037. What's your hell to the no?
Hell no. To the no, no.
We are getting some great texts.
Yep. We got
I
people,
gotta tell ya.
We got some people calling, too. Good morning.
My hell to the no is I ran out of toothpaste, so I used a little mini toothpaste, and then I grabbed what was hydrocortisone, not knowing, and brushed my teeth.
Oh, God!
What did it taste like? Was it good?
Gross,
well, I didn't know because I was using a Sonicare toothbrush.
Oh, so it was just vibrating everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And it wasn't until I'm like, hey, Maybe
get a new toothbrush head.
Oh.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Good morning, Kiss FM.
Hello.
Hello. You got a hell to the no?
I do.
All right.
Went to put my 12-year-old to bed last night, and he threw a fit because I didn't brush his teeth for him.
Girl.
How old is he?
12.
Oh, what?
Hell
I'm
to
like,
the no.
Hell no. You can go brush your own teeth.
Kids are unreal.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I know. I'm like, yeah.
The gall of that kid.
Good Lord.
I'd be like, and you're going to use mouthwash for 30 seconds.
Fine, don't.
Get up to use toothpaste.
Yes, thanks for calling. You can also text us to 71037. We
Listen
got texts.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
Yeah,
somebody
yeah.
wrote in and said, my friend had her fiance just cancel their wedding. That's in 3 days.
What?
And then.
No. Oh, wait, that's not the hell to
the
no?
She wrote back and said, it's on Sunday. Sorry, 2 days.
Oh!
I gotta say something in fairness. You know where I'm going.
Yes. Better to call it off now through with it and be a clown.
Even though
and
you
ruin
hate
it.
Him and he's an idiot for getting you this close to the wedding without being able to get your money back, that is the idiot in him.
Yeah.
You'll be thankful later because she literally would have married a dude and gotten divorced. Yeah. Because I've seen couples. I knew a couple who got married and a day after the wedding, she said, I want out. They'd been together for years. I know another couple who got married and was married for like maybe a month and a half, and he said, I never wanted to marry you. I shouldn't have done it. I can name like numerous people who got married that shouldn't have.
Painting this beautiful picture of marriage.
Well, right. As much as we rip on those people, those are actually the ones who are doing the right thing.
Yes.
Who are leaving before. But then don't even propose. Don't plan a damn wedding.
Right.
Come on. You know,
where did they get to that
you're
point?
You're putting people through a lot of crap. You
got another text to 71037.
When your live-in boyfriend calls you his roommate. Oh,
come on, here's Bud Bud.
It's like a guy that lives with his parents and called them his roommates.
He has a side piece if he's calling you his roommate on the phone, honey. My roommate's here.
Yeah, right. Ugh. Thanks for calling with your Hell to the Nose. We do it every morning around 7:45 on 103.7 KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Even if you have just gotten out of bed, he can get inside of your head. Gibbons the Great will not dilly-dally. Not here he is with Riggs and Allie.
Oh. All right, Gibbons the Great. 40 wins and 6 losses in season 6.
That's right, Bumbleclot.
I think it's about time that I take a crack at Gibbons the Great. I'm going to try to put a twist on it, and I don't think you can guess who I'm thinking of right now.
Me think you're going to get one upside your head.
Oh, really? You're going to threaten me with violence?
No, just figuratively. Okay. Figuratively.
All right. Oh, okay, figuratively. All right. Gibbons the Great versus me, Allie.
Oh.
Let's go.
Okay.
What were we going to say?
Yeah, I'm irritated. You just went like 2 weeks ago. So
did
now
I really?
Yes, and now you're going
no,
again.
No, I went for a listener then. This is just for me.
Oh, so I went 2 weeks ago, and now he's going again.
Yeah, it's for me. This is for me.
Thanks all for asking me if I wanted to go.
Right? You know what? This beat a year and a woman, and this bumbleclot don't even
not
ask.
In Riggs world.
Everybody knows I'm the biggest woman on the show.
I wouldn't have said anything. That's true. And I wouldn't have said anything if you hadn't just gone. But go ahead.
Thank
you. It's going to be good.
Me going to stump him super quick here. All right. Does this person really exist?
You're damn right they do.
You got the female on your mind?
Nope.
All right. Is this person friends with only people on YouTube?
Nope.
Could you have someone on your brain who's older than 40?
No.
All right. Does this person create music?
No.
Maybe you got someone on your brain whose age is more than 20 years?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe on your mind is someone who plays a team sport?
No.
Maybe you got an actor on your mind?
No way.
Does the person that you're thinking of have any children of their own?
No.
Is this person only famous for being on the YouTube?
Nope.
Maybe you're thinking of a character who carries a cellular telephone.
He does.
Does this person that you got on your brain personally know you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe this is someone who could have a crush on you?
I don't think so. No.
Okay.
No.
Have you ever dated this person that you're thinking of?
No, I haven't.
Maybe this is someone who lives in the same house that you live in?
Yep.
All right. This person doesn't have the same parents as you, though, right?
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Do you share a bed with this character?
I do.
All right. We got it here. Let me clear up my crystal ball. You been thinking of your wife this morning?
Nope.
I know who it is.
Nope.
The Care Bear.
Nope.
Who is it? What Samson?
I was thinking of myself, you idiot. Me. I was thinking of myself.
That was my head hitting the ground here, because I can't believe this bumba clattery. Allie.
I can't believe you didn't just say me.
Allie.
I thought it was the Care Bear.
Allie.
No.
How does the game work?
Riggs said, I can't believe you weren't thinking about me.
Yes. Why weren't you thinking about me?
I'm not even listening to this bumba clot. Allie.
That's given.
How does the game work?
The game works that you think of a famous person.
Thank you. You can stop it right there. You can stop.
Oh, he said you were famous.
Get away here.
And then he hits him with
get
this.
Away.
You son of a bitch.
Gibbons to the song that makes Gibbons cry.
I brought Gibbons out of Gibbons the Great. Now he's going to start crying.
I hate you, dude. This is... Oh, you're such a jerk.
Loss number 7. I was thinking of myself.
dude.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Gibbons is going to die this weekend.
Oh, God, he might die.
He might.
When you guys were kids, did you do a lot of sleepovers with friends?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, sure.
Were these like quiet affairs, or were you the type to like stay up all night, have the parents yell at you to go to sleep, causing a ruckus all night long?
No, in fact, they wouldn't let us do it as boys because my mom would say, no, you'll be up all night yelling in the basement and we can't sleep.
That means your mom didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah,
no,
she didn't.
Blame her.
So I always had to stay at my friend Brett Trigar's house.
Well, I was the kid who on sleepovers when I was younger would be the loud one who got yelled at by parents. And I'm worried now that karma's going to kick me in the butt tonight. Because my girlfriend's daughters, who are 6 and 3, mm-hmm. are having their first sleepover at our new place.
Which is young.
Yeah, very young.
A sleepover.
But, okay, it's not with friends. They're not like school friends or whatever. They have an older sister who's 3 years older. Same dad, different moms or whatever. So we're having the 9-year-old sister over tonight.
Wow.
I've met her like a handful of times. We've hung out. Like, she's cool and all. But I'm wondering,
they're having a sleepover with their sister. This is way bigger than their first sleepover.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, right?
Yeah, it is.
So I don't know.
Do they know her?
Oh, yeah, they know her well. They've had a relationship with her for their entire lives.
Right.
My girlfriend made it a point when they were born to be like, I don't care what drama is going on with you guys, these are sisters.
I was going to say, the dad needs to step up and actually put the kids together himself. Not that the woman is not even the right. I know, it's hysterical.
You're funny. You're funny.
Is that the end of this?
The common sense that the guy who actually had the kids would put them together, not the woman who didn't have birth.
What to expect? We're thinking we're going to have them set up in our living room. We're going to set them up with like sleeping bags and maybe build some forts.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if building this fort at, I don't know, 8 o'clock at night turns into crash, bang, boom at 3 a.m.
Well, is she
things are broken.
Keep spending the night every now and then?
Yeah.
Then I don't think you need to make it a party. I think you need to make it a normal, your sister's coming over to spend the night.
Yeah.
I don't think it should be a party every time. Like, I don't think that's...
Yeah,
I think if you're getting to learn to know your sister or know her better and live with her once in a while, then I think it should just be in their bedrooms where she's going to sleep.
Uh-huh. Okay, now what if... Literally, this is a stream of consciousness.
Is that my kids? I don't know. Ask the dad that's out there.
Allie, you're a comedian. I'll tell you what.
I know, it's pretty rich, right?
Okay, so if we don't make it a big event, which we haven't. We haven't been like, your sister's coming over. All these cool things. If we don't make it a big event and they want to build forts and they want to
they can play.
Yeah, okay. Let's
let
them hang out.
I don't know what to
do. Why are you making this way bigger than it is?
Because I don't know what to do and I'm worried if the kids are...
Because you're having more kids than normal staying in the house. Yes, you're adding a third kid to the house, which is why he's having anxiety about this.
Another
that's understandable.
Who's older?
A two-bedroom apartment with the two dogs, the two adults, and the two kids.
The guy's a little anxious, Allie. Can you blame him?
Don't forget the cat and the fish, too. You can't forget the whole zoo we have going on.
That's true.
God.
Yeah.
So, I shouldn't be as anxious as I am, and I should kind
of
just go.
I mean, if everything you've added to your plate, this is what you're nervous about,
right.
Like, get a grip.
Well, because you only get one shot at your first sleepover at the new place, and I want to make sure everyone has...
Neither of your kids, either. Who cares?
I know, but I just want to ensure...
Who cares? That's what I would say.
I want to make sure everyone has a good time, but not a time that's going to impede my... Oh, Riggs, yes?
I have a suggestion.
Okay.
And this is going to go back to reason number 35, why I don't want children.
Yeah.
I have one suggestion for you, Gibbons.
Okay.
It was payday today, right?
Yes.
So you have a little extra money.
Uh-huh.
Go to the store, and I have two words for you.
Mm-hmm.
Melatonin gummy bears. Wait, that's
Riggs,
three words.
Don't imply you should give them. Come on.
No, they're not. It's natural. It's fine.
Allie?
Yeah.
Let's go to sleep.
Hold on.
I don't know, please. Yeah.
I just realized what he was insinuating.
Yeah.
I thought he was telling me to take them to go to sleep.
No.
Oh, my God, Riggs.
Who wants some gummy bears?
You should stop putting all these things you're saying you're going to do because then you're like entertaining them. Make them entertain themselves, man. They got to learn how to. This is what we do now in this day and age, which is crazy. Our parents didn't entertain us all day on a Saturday. I didn't walk up to my parents and go, where are we going today like kids do now?
What's
on the go? I never would have asked my parents that.
This is not Camp Gibbons.
We are so catered. Well, you're like, we're going to make forts. We've got all these plans. Why?
No.
Your sister's coming over. Entertain yourselves.
Cool.
Have
a good night.
I just had a light bulb in my head go off.
Yeah.
Riggs.
Yes.
You're not going to be around this weekend, are you?
I'm not.
You're going to be out of town.
There's nowhere for you to go.
Which means Riggs's house is open. And mind if I crash at your place tonight, maybe,
call
perhaps?
My wife. Go ahead. You can sleep in the garage.
My wife's there.
My wife's going to be there.
Oh, jeez.
So
I'll never mind.
Stay there.
I can't.
No.
Damn it.
No.
I mean, I can't wait. This is going to be a fun night. I'm excited.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, good
luck.
Oh,
man.
I look forward to not helping you out in any way.
Seriously. Is the dad at least going to drop the kid off?
Get the hell out of here. No.
Oh, my God. It's even worse.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Nice out, man.
Dude. It is like...
I mean, 38 feels like 100 today, doesn't it?
Oh, it really does.
Like, hello, nice weather. It's supposed to be like in the 40s today if we're lucky.
All weekend, dude. It's t-shirt weather, bro.
It's not t-shirt weather. You're like the guys who go to Cabela's with a vest on and a t-shirt and shorts in the winter, aren't you?
Don't you compare me to the guys who go to Cabela's. No.
Why not? That's a mountain. That's a Wisconsin man right there.
Yeah, and I'm not a Wisconsin man. I'm a little sissy boy. Come
you
on,
know
everybody knows that.
Have you ever been to a Cabela's?
No.
And they're amazing. You actually wouldn't be mind that I sent you there.
Dude.
They have amazing stuff.
When I was a kid, there was a big rumor that they were going to build a Cabela's at this dump that was in the back of my hometown. And guess what the rumor is now, 15 years later?
That they're going to build a
Cabela's.
They're
going to build the Cabela's.
Kibbins, did anybody fish in New Jersey or
a lot of people
skied?
A lot of people slept with the fishes in New Jersey. Let's
gross.
Just keep it there, okay?
All right, so Kibbins, what'd you learn on the show today? Riggs had to bounce out a little early.
Yeah.
He was here the whole day, but he had to bounce for an appointment. Kibbins, what'd you learn today?
What I learned on the show this morning is that if you had any doubt that Allie is a, not amateur, but professional investigator, now you know she has gone pro. She will not only tell you when your man's cheating, when
Hell
your
yeah.
woman's cheating,
Hell
when there's
yeah.
stuff going on in your life.
I don't even need proof to know.
Nope. She's now going to stores and seeing what she thinks is a great deal, but after a little investigating, she
I was so pissed. I had a 60% off a full price item at my Michael's.
Great deal.
And I found this $50 Hot Wheels toy and thought, wow, this 60% off will be a great Christmas gift.
Yeah.
And then I Googled how much the Hot Wheels toy cost at three other stores, and it was less than $20, even though this was marked. So they marked
Come
it up
on.
And then sent out a 60% off. And I was like, screw you.
Mama ain't raised no fool.
You are lucky I like crafts as much as I do. Because I'll be back.
You're damn
but
right.
I'm not spending this coupon. I'm
oh,
so
my
pissed.
God. You should be.
People should really pay attention when there's a sale. Like, Google the product. I'm telling
Every
you.
Every time.
And make sure they haven't marked it up and then acted like they marked it down.
Sons of biscuits.
God.
Jeez,
here's
learn?
What I learned on the show today. Gibbons is freaking out about nothing.
Go ahead. No, I have an update. I literally have an update.
Oh, you do? What's the update? Well, okay, so you said the two your girlfriend's daughters were going to have a sleepover with their biological half-sister,
yes,
not the same mom, same
different
dad.
Or same dad, different mom.
Different
yes.
mom. And so, okay, and what were you going to say? What's the update?
My girlfriend was listening when we were talking about that and texted me.
Yeah.
Apparently, the older sister was not nice to her mommy last night and is not allowed to sleep over now. So guess what, baby? I'm free!
You're not free. You still have two kids.
I know, but two is better than three and easier to take care of than three. And I know these
You're
two.
Crazy.
The third one was going to be a bit of a wild
can
card.
Can I say something?
Of course.
You've lived with children for 2 months and you're screaming I'm free on a Friday. Like, are you okay?
I am great.
Okay, just
I
checking.
I am fantastic.
Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. It's going to be beautiful and we love it.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.